Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Hot Man Rock and Roll there for you. John Mellencamp bringing us back. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Joe Barker is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, one of the top futurists on the planet, still alive, the author of a number of books on the future, including Future Edge, and you must find his work on Paradigms. The film and the book is still my favorites. Joel, thanks again for hanging out with us. JoelBarker.com. Joel, one of the things you've been following is this, I think, as far as I know, future, previously unknown, at least by most people, source of energy that you call, or that is being called, an inconvenient ice. It's a two-edged sword, isn't it? It's potentially, potentially advantageous, but also potentially disadvantageous.
Exactly. This is one of these, we're sitting on an edge of something, and if you go one way, it's a huge opportunity. If you go the other way, it could be a catastrophe.
Right.
It's called methane hydrates, and it's basically methane gas captured in an icy lattice. That is, it's ice so that it has space in between it so the methane can be captured in bubbles.
Right.
And it's basically formed at about 300 meters or 1,000 feet below the ocean in really cold water. So you have to have very cold water and high pressure.
So we're talking about the Arctic.
Well, we are actually, what's interesting is a lot of the ocean, even down around the edges of the 48 states, is cold enough to make this stuff.
Ah.
Like, we are wrapped in it. Hmm. And here are the two numbers that are the most important one, just to understand the context. There's enough methane hydrates under the sea to replace all the carbon, coal, oil, and natural gas reserves on the planet.
In other words, wow.
What we know on the land is there's that much of this one material. Now, what's interesting is we don't know much about it. We don't know how it forms. We don't know what triggers. We have some ideas about what triggers its release, but that's what the research is going on right now. And here's the plus side.
Now, as you say, it's 300 meters below the surface,
down
primarily.
Yeah, so 1,000 feet and lower, because higher there isn't enough pressure to keep it in the lattice.
So it's not just 300 feet down in the ocean, it's below the ocean surface.
Oh, no.
I mean the ocean floor.
It's not below the ocean floor. It's resting on the ocean floor, and actually sometimes it's mixed up with dirt.
Oh, I see. Okay, so it's actually laying on the floor, but only in areas that are 300 feet deep, 300 yards deep. Okay, all right, I'm with you now. Go ahead.
Meters. It's a big difference in terms of the pressure.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the dilemma. Around the 48, we have enough of this stuff to supply all the energy the United States needs for the next 2,000 years. Okay, so this is very huge opportunity.
Right.
Here's the downside. As global warming continues, the oceans of the world are heating up. And what we are finding is that the turbulence in the ocean is pushing some of that hot water down. And as it gets closer to the ice hydrates, it has the potential to begin to melt this. And if you melt it, it bubbles up as methane gas, which goes into the atmosphere. And methane gas is 20 times more potent as a greenhouse gas as CO2. So the dilemma is, can we go down and harvest this stuff without triggering a release? And if we don't,
but even if we trigger it, I think we may have lost Joe for a second there. Even if we trigger this, though, folks, and one of the things that I don't want to do is presume that that the global warming. I mean, Joel, Joel, you were talking about global warming. One of the things that I know you believe that the Earth is warming, and yep. and the climate change, as they say, is a real thing. The thing is, though, is when you talk about this, if you what we don't know yet is what is the cause of the release, and if you try to recover it for commercial purposes, then you know if you disturb it, are you going to lose half of the carbon into the yeah. environment yeah. That you create? So never mind global warming.
Yeah.
If you just start to harvest it, you could be accelerating whatever global warming may or may not have done.
The assumption, Jim, is that you would use it in place of petroleum because it's 50 methane produces 50%
right.
less carbon.
Right. It's a natural gas. It's a form of a natural gas.
Exactly. So you think of it as a replacement for what we're, especially for coal.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And so if you do that, then you actually reduce the amount of CO2 per BTU.
Is corporate America looking at this? Is Exxon, Shell, Global? I mean, Mobil. Are those guys? Are these guys doing research on this? That you know?
They are, but it's the biggest researcher and experiment is Japan. So Japan is ahead of everybody. They've already done experimental harvesting and testing to see if they were causing any disturbance that would
right.
be a problem.
Well, the other thing, and global warming or not, if this is going to harm the ecosystem that's the reason I was asking about where
yeah.
it was. If it's on the
yeah.
on the surface of the ocean floor, then there's an ecosystem down there that could be disturbed by this.
You are getting really good asking these questions.
Well,
that's a really good point.
Well, my point is, never mind global warming.
Right.
I'm very concerned about that part of the ecosystem. I'm very interested in wildlife, including what's under the ocean. And so, quick break. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.